At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Oddity News here on the Oddity News Network, also known as the Chairshot Radio Network. Right? Right?
Thechairshot.com?
Well, I didn't say that part. I just said the Chairshot Radio Network.
Well, the Chairshot and then Chairshot Radio Network.
Oh, so just Chairshot Radio Network.
It's okay. Really confusing. That part's confusing, and we've been over it before, and it's been 7 years now, Dave. It's not going to change.
That's okay. As always, I am Dave Wirtz, and as always, with me is my favorite man, the person that keeps me sane. Give it up for...
For who? Uh-oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Who are we giving it up for?
Give it up for Doug Hull.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a story to that, but we don't have enough time this week.
Totally fine. I don't know what the hell happened there, but that's okay. This is the Oddity News, and we here at the Oddity News love to give you the weird and wacky of the stories that people do not share, and what perfect way to start that off than with a weird and wacky story. PC Tunney, court in South Korea has found a man guilty of trying to avoid mandatory military service by deliberately gaining weight, local media reports. The 26-year-old began binge eating before his physical examination for the draft. A judge in the capital, Seoul, said he was categorized as obese, allowing him to serve in a non-combat role at a government agency. The defendant received a one-year suspended sentence. A friend who devised a special regimen that doubled his daily food intake got a six-month suspended sentence as well, the Korea Herald newspaper reports. All able-bodied men in South Korea over the age of 18 must serve in the army for at least 18 months. According to the Korean Herald, the defendant was assessed as fit for combat duty during an initial physical exam, but as the final examination last year, he weighed in at over 225 pounds, making him heavily obese. The man who recommended binge dieting had denied the charge of aiding and abetting, saying he never believed his friend would go through with it, the newspaper adds. So we have South Korean men eating too much, and we have North Korean men watching too much porn.
It's a deadly combination, to be honest with you.
And if 225 labels you obese, then I'm in trouble at 245.
You carry it well.
Yeah, right around my gut.
Well, you want to know something that could give you a gut is a brand new Pizza Hut item in China introducing the controversial Goblin Pizza, topped
yes
with a frog. The pizza features a thick crust, a red sauce base, and is topped with a whole bullfrog, along with parsley. Two hard-boiled egg halves and black olives are arranged as eyes for the frog. The Chinese caption in the viral image mentions that the specific bullfrog topping is available for a limited time. In China, bullfrog is considered a delicacy and is commonly eaten in various dishes. However, the introduction of frog as a pizza topping has raised mixed reactions. Some social media users were shocked by the unusual combination, with one commenter saying, "Cannot decide which is worse, the frog or the grotesque eyeballs above it." Another user added, "I do eat frogs, but not with pizza. Prefer traditional style of cooking." The Goblin Pizza was created in collaboration with the popular mobile game, Dungeon and Fighter, Origins, and Pizza Hut China. David Hanks, a global food trend watcher, shared the image on social media, noting the growing trend of frog as a topping in the region. Yeah, I'm sure you can just head on and whatever Google machine you got, and you can see the Frog Goblin Pizza.
I saw it. It is terrifying looking.
Like, yeah, no, I'll pass.
Goblin is the best way of describing this.
Yeah, I'd pass for sure.
Come on. You wouldn't take a single bite?
Of the pizza around the frog.
Hey, man, I've had frog before. It is just like chicken, like they all say.
I'm good.
Well, let's keep on the food stories as grocery inflation just hit its peak after a single banana was sold for $6.2 million last Wednesday. Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun dropped over $6 million on the piece of produce because it was duct taped to a wall. The banana is part of a piece of artwork called Comedian, created by the Italian artist and satirist Maurizio Catalan. After a battle with six others for the artwork at a Sotheby's. That's it. It's the big one. At a Sotheby's auction in New York City on Wednesday, Sun, the founder of cryptocurrency Tron, naturally paid for the fruit of his labor in crypto. "I believe this piece will inspire more thought and discussion in the future and will become a part of history," Sun said on X. Continuing, "I am honored to be the proud owner of this iconic work and look forward to it sparking further inspiration and impact for art enthusiasts around the world." Sun's plan with the banana? He wants to eat that multi-million dollar investment. "In the days coming, I will personally eat the banana as part of this unique artistic experience, honoring its place in both art history and pop culture." Sun's snacking won't change the value of his investment, however. His $6.2 million purchase awarded him a roll of duct tape, instructions on how to, quote, install the banana properly, and most importantly, a certificate of authenticity guaranteeing the artwork when reproduced by Sun as an original work of Catalan's. The soon-to-be-devoured banana wasn't included in his winnings, as the fruit tends to rot quickly. But the value of the artwork isn't in the banana itself. It's derived from the certificate accompanying the purchase. So, for the crypto fanatic like Sun, the artwork's similarity to an NFT most likely didn't go unnoticed. Comedian debuted at the Art Basel Miami in 2019, where it was priced at $120,000. The image of a banana duct taped to a wall went viral on social media and attracted such large crowds that the artwork had to be taken down. Three editions of Comedian were created and sold, with one going to the Guggenheim collection thanks to an anonymous donor, and two others were purchased. A $6.2 million banana. Would you rather eat a goblin pizza?
I'm not spending $6 million on a banana. I heard about that story about the art installation, and yeah, no thanks. I mean, I would love to have enough money to throw away on a roll of duct tape and a banana.
Except I don't want to spend it on crypto.
Yeah. Either way. I mean, you're going to get something for that. Well, You know, maybe after eating that banana or a goblin pizza, let's think about the repercussions of eating something like that, which could have led to the possibility of, after a Russian ship docks to the space station, the astronauts report a foul smell. Cosmonauts aboard the Russian segment of the station donned protective equipment. It should have been a routine mission to ferry about 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the International Space Station, but when Russian cosmonauts opened the hatch to a cargo spacecraft on Saturday, they got a surprise, a toxic smell. After opening the Progress spacecraft's hatch, the Roscosmos cosmonauts noticed an unexpected odor and observed small droplets, prompting the crew to close the Poisk hatch to the rest of the Russian segment. NASA said in a statement on Sunday, according to the space agency, air scrubbers and contaminant dispensers on board the orbiting laboratory monitored the station's atmosphere following the observation of the aberrant smell. By Sunday, flight controllers and mission control in Houston determined air quality inside the space station was at normal levels. However, the U.S. Space Agency may be slightly downplaying the seriousness of the event. According to Anatoly Zak of Russian SpaceWeb, a reliable independent website, the smell was toxic and prompted the Russian cosmonauts to immediately close the hatch, leading to the Progress spacecraft that launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan on Thursday. Yeah. Zach reported the cosmonauts aboard the Russian segment of the station donned protective equipment and activated an extra air scrubbing system aboard their side of the facility. On the U.S. segment of the station, NASA astronaut Don Pettit said he smelled something akin to spray paint. As of Sunday afternoon, NASA said there were no concerns for the crew and the astronauts were working to open the hatch between the Poisk module and the Progress spacecraft. Like I'm saying, maybe the guys beforehand, they had a little frog pizza, you know, and they left them a present on their way out. And it just manifested itself.
Yeah, because as of right now, right, there's no exact reasoning for the smell.
No, it's someone left the fart behind.
You know what? And it lingers in space. Lingers there.
I guess we know what happens when you fart in space, folks. But let me tell you what happens when you go over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. You pick yourself up a wonderful chair shot t-shirt, and it makes a great gift as well here in the gift-giving season. Doesn't just have to be a t-shirt. It can be a tank top, long sleeve, or a hoodie. Check it out. prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. More weird and odd news when we return right after this.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to the latest edition of the Oddity News. And, you know, Tony, it's the most wonderful time of the year in my opinion. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. We are recording this on Thanksgiving. We're not recording this on Thanksgiving. But you know what? We did that just for you. Hey. And I figured we would bring back, I'd bring back one of my favorite things, which is a one-star review. And what is arguably one of the hottest movies right now?
Either Gladiator 2 or Wicked.
Oh, and Wicked it is. I do have a Wicked review from author Walter Chaw, a Canadian writer for Film Freak Central, giving Wicked a 1 out of 5 stars. Here is Walter's review of the new musical movie that is sweeping the nation and filling up your children's internet browser with porn. It's fairly obvious to me why the Broadway musical turned Hollywood blockbuster Wicked is a tween sensation. And though the curmudgeon in me wants to scoff, I don't begrudge its success. It's gently anti-fascist. Its broad metaphors for race and sexual orientation are righteously inclusive. Its peculiarly catchy songbook, full of otherwise unexceptional belters, takes no unnecessary risks that might alienate or offend. And its Mean Girl / Makeover anchors are reliable bedrock for its ice cream and taffeta target audience. Lampreyed onto a beloved intellectual property, the 1939 film, not the books, which are still waiting for adaptations perverse enough for L. Frank Baum, Return to Oz notwithstanding. Wicked is a laboratory creation machine-tooled to tweak the unearned tingle like a twigged-out harpist flailing against hormonal strings. Misunderstood heroine? Handsome prince of unusual depth? Popular girl with hidden complexity? As a guy who grew up with and is still a sucker for Alan Moyle's Pump Up the Volume, which, with an infinitely superior songbook, follows an essentially the same narrative trajectories. Who am I to harsh a nation's mellow? I won't even ask why they keep painting black women green in multi-million dollar franchises. Margaret Hamilton, The Wizard of Oz, okay, Uncle, you win. Why aren't the Munchkins little people anymore? Kidding? Not kidding, but kidding. Listen, I'm not actually looking for answers. I know the answers, and I really, truly don't care anymore. I know why Wicked looks like an AI-generated advertisement for that Scottish Willy Wonka experience. I know why everything is cranked up past vocal cord / eardrum shattering. Why so much time is invested in giving origin stories to the yellow brick road and flying monkeys? I don't know how the talking dog, OBGYN, can tell that baby Elphaba is green. And I don't know why a talking bear is an au pair, except that au pair bear is a no-brainer in the dad joke Necronomicon. But it doesn't matter. Oh, and I don't know why... if Elphaba melts when exposed to water, she doesn't appear to be concerned about rain or, you know, water. And how did she survive this long anyway? I'm calling this the Shyamalan conundrum going forward, even though that term could really be used for any number of things. Everyone hates and is repulsed by Elphaba for being green. Yet one of the charms of Oz, I thought, was how unfazed most of its residents were by, like, tin men and animated scarecrows and shit. Maybe Wicked studied bigotry from the Barbie school of selective social metaphors. And maybe it's because Elphaba is Carrie, an emotional time bomb of telekinetic devastation who stalks the world dressed like a turn-of-the-century Oklahoma school marm and harbors the dark secret that she is Kali, destroyer of worlds. Here's your girl power empowerment myth, motherfuckers. Bow down! Is it now a problem that Elphaba has been cast as an African-American woman? No, not for me either. Elphaba goes to school at Shiz University, where everyone is pushing 30 and unaware that Shiz means shit. Or are they? Shiz may be a riff on Oz, but Oz itself is a reference to ounce, because Baum's books were about transitioning the economy to the silver standard. Just relax, Granddad. You're right. I hear you. I did like a brief look at a pair of silver slippers gifted to privileged Heather Galinda, because silver was the color of Dorothy Slivers in the first book, transmogrified to ruby in the MGM film to better exploit the Technicolor format. Galinda is a vision in pink, a vile opportunist and spoiled rich girl described at one point with vitriolic derision as blonde. Judge Elphaba for her skin? Well, she's going to judge you for your hair. It's like that Shrek thing where you can be and look however you want and no one should bully you unless you're a short man. If you're a short man, you should eat a dick and die, says Shrek. Ariana Grande is extraordinarily good as Galinda. She's hilarious. She's like the origin story of Madeline Kahn's Elizabeth and Young Frankenstein. Stein vibrating at the same ridiculous frequencies and nailing the moments where her pearlescent shell begins to crack and she has to come to terms with how hateful and toxic she is in her performative niceness. Needless to say, oh yeah, Wicked is 160 minutes long and only the first half of the play, meaning that song I had to listen to at the end of my son's high school graduation warbled through a curtain of tears by two small girls who felt every note. is it not even in it? I have to be honest with you. I probably won't see the sequel. If I do, it will just be to watch Ariana Grande for another 3 hours, giving the best goddamn senior musical production performance I've ever seen in my fucking life. I swear to God, I had my doubts about her for some reason, but those are gone for good. For good. See what I did there? I'm not proud.
Well, that was quite the wicked review.
Holy shit.
Some people should.
That is.
Yeah, some people should live in rooms with rubber walls.
I'm not even a huge fan of Wicked in the first place. But I'll tell you right now, I don't feel that impassioned by a movie.
Yeah, there's something more wrong, deeper seated with whoever wrote that. So
Walter Chaw.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So go and see Wicked, everyone.
Yeah, go and see it. Or, you know, just travel around in a British Columbian Robson Valley and you might end up seeing something special yourself. Like Andrea Arnold did. As a reporter for the Rocky Mountain Goat newspaper, she keeps track of wildfires, local sports teams, and pretty much everything happening in the picturesque Mountain Valley town that lies 200-kilometer drive east of Prince George, British Columbia. But nothing quite prepared Arnold for what she saw driving through town Sunday afternoon. The vehicle in front of me had slowed right down, which is not abnormal because there are deer that cross the highway, she said. But this one was wearing a high-vis jacket. Now, let me describe it to you, folks. It's like a crossing guard with the neon striped jacket on, yellow with the reflector stripe on. The deer is wearing this. She managed to snap two photos, which show a deer fully wrapped in a jacket with strips of reflective material before the animal walked away. But she still couldn't quite process what she had seen. I was like, what? Like, what? She recalled. Joe Rich, who owns a tow shop along the highway through town, said he saw the deer in the woods around the same time. He said he managed to take a closer look at the deer, and it was clearly dressed in the jacket, with its legs placed through the sleeves. It zipped right up, he said. Someone obviously had to tackle this thing and put the jacket on it. At first, I thought maybe it got tangled up in it, but on second glance, that's not the case. Arnold posted her photos to Facebook, hoping to get some answers, but so far has mostly gotten more speculation and lots of jokes. If you're cold, they're cold as well. Let them inside, she said, reading through some of the comments she's received. A deer on its way to work, reads another comment. Trying to pass as a hunter, says a third. Others speculate someone wanted to protect the deer from getting hit by a vehicle. Rich said he thinks it might be a practical joke, but pointed out that even though the deer seems unbothered at the moment, it could cause a problem down the line. It needs the game warden's attention because it won't survive like that, he said. Saying it can't shed its fur, it could develop disease. This is a new one, Eamon MacArthur of the BC Conservation Officer Service told CBC News after receiving photos of the deer. I've had deer with Christmas lights in their antlers, but never anything like this. MacArthur said as long as the animal doesn't seem to be stressed, the jacket was unlikely to cause any harm. We'd hope if it gets caught on anything, it would rip right off. That'd just be interesting, though, like deer hunting season in Wisconsin, and you're like, wait a minute. Is that deer wearing orange?
You know what? Good for him. He's keeping himself safe. And I don't know. I feel like you can't kill that deer.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right, you just want to make sure that he's safe. He's kind of a legend at this point.
He's found the loophole.
couple holes that he fit his entire body into.
True story.
Well, a new ad is sweeping the nation as Target fans can't get enough of the company's new holiday campaign, which has transformed Santa Claus from sweet and wholesome to downright sexy. With Christmas fast approaching, the American retailer sprinkled some cheer with a new series of commercials starring model Brett Bailey as Target employee Chris K, also known as Chris Kringle. Instead of appearing like the typical Santa Claus, however, Bailey was dressed in a tight quarter-zip red sweater and khaki pants, prompting viewers to fawn over the handsome Santa. Titled Born to be Chris, the first 30-second ad showed the 41-year-old actor with silver hair driving a red Ford Bronco with a license plate on the back labeled Slay. He was then... He loves the holidays as much as the next guy. Actually, way more than the next guy, Target wrote in the ad's description on YouTube. What is it, though? Is that shiny red Bronco and perfectly coiffed beard? That's not important. The holiday commercial, which Bailey posted to Instagram on November 14th, left fans mesmerized not only by his silver fox facial hair, but his overall attraction. One commenter posted, "Sexy Target Santa, not your mama's Santa." Second advertisement titled, "He's Hot, But These Target Turkey Deals Are Hotter," saw the return of Bailey's Chris K as he approached a woman in the refrigerated aisle. Upon seeing him, the woman told Bailey he's weirdly hot before reaching for a 79-cent turkey. On YouTube, the 15-second ad has already been viewed more than 6 million times, with commenters saying, quote, "My favorite ad of 2024 so far. I cannot get enough of it. Congrats, Target. Santa's got it going on." Target also released a third video as part of its holiday campaign titled Chris from Target, which showed Bailey doing bicep curls with a miniature Christmas tree as he walked around the store. On Instagram, Target shoppers begged for more sexy Santa ads and wished for the chance to meet Bailey in person. What are they doing with this Santa? We want photos. I'd like some, one person asked, while a second user wrote, "Whoever is in charge of our marketing deserves a raise." Love it. I believe in Santa again, someone joked. So, Tunny, you got a competition out there for sexy Santa.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not Brad Pitt or George Clooney, right? But I'm okay looking. You know, I've done pretty good for myself. I'd like to say throughout the years. But this guy, I've seen it. I've seen the commercials. This guy is a poor man's Josh Duhamel or Joel McHale.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's just not.
Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, there you go. He's just not cutting it. He's just not cutting it.
Look. I wish I could look like him, okay? I'm not saying that he's got me, you know, he's not a 10, but you know what? He's a good-looking man.
It's a weird commercial. It's a really weird commercial. Speaking of other weird things to close out the show this week, chemists have created the world's thinnest spaghetti, just like Mama used to make it if she had a PhD in nanochemistry. Researchers from the University College London have done what celebrity chefs and Italian nanas could only dream of. They've made the world's thinnest spaghetti. This culinary-sounding accomplishment, published in Nanoscale Advances, has yielded strands of starch nanofibers that are just 372 nanometers wide, which is invisible to the naked eye and even smaller than some wavelengths of light. The world's thinnest spaghetti sounds silly, but starch can actually have important applications in medicine. For instance, nanofiber starches could help wounds heal when used in bandages, since they'd be able to keep out bacteria while allowing moisture through. Rather than going through the energy-intensive process of refining their own plant cell starch for nanofibering, these chemists have decided store-bought was fine and made their strands directly from flour. Their version of the nanofibers were created with a process called electrospinning, where an electric charge pulls a flour and liquid mixture through extremely small metal holes and threads that are just nanometers wide. extrusion through a die, literally the same way you'd make conventional spaghetti to accompany your bolognese or your meatballs, only at a much, much smaller scale. There's still a lot to study to be done before the product will be appearing in the doctor's office, but this is a step towards more sustainable starch nanofibers. And while I would pay good money to watch chefs try to explain invisible pasta on a reality show, electrospitting almost certainly won't become the new molecular gastronomy hotness. A co-author, Professor Gareth Williams of the UCL School of Pharmacy, put it, "I don't think it's useful as pasta, sadly, as it would overcook in less than a second before you could even take it out of the pan."
Look, didn't we just have these conversations a couple episodes ago where we're talking about, like, oh, this is what scientists have been using their, like, their powers on, right? They're making thin spaghetti.
I mean, this was more of like a application and healing, you know, measure, but a jokingly, you know, kind of making spaghetti thin.
Well, but look, the idea is that they're still, like, talking about it in noodle form. I understand, like, the healing properties make sense, right? They're going to bind that, you know, some type of wounds to help make it heal faster. But I you know, maybe I just need to see it. Is this me being a skeptic? I think it is. I think it is, man. Just saying.
I think you're being a skeptic because this is one spicy meatball.
Oh, God. And with that, we have come to the conclusion of another edition of The Oddity here on the Oddity News Network, thechairshotradio.com.
No.
Or what? What?
Thechairshot.com.
.com. God damn it.
And Chairshot Radio Network on all your favorite streaming platforms.
There it is. Okay, I changed it. I changed it. All right. I've been prepping for this Thanksgiving dinner. It's a lot of work. Damn it. Cut me some slack. Quit being a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
There it is. Gobble it up. And best of holiday wishes to each and every one of you listening out there. Find us. Listen to us. Enjoy us. Believe in us. And think of us as your podcast version of Sexy Santa. For PC Tunney, I'm Dave Wirtz. This has been The Oddity News. Please keep the news ridiculous.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.